My body has belonged to tennis for so long. I gripped my first racket at age 3 and played my first pro game at 14. The sport has torn me up. I've rolled my ankles, busted my knees, played with a taped-up Achilles heel, and quit mid-game from back spasms. I've suffered every injury imaginable, and I know my body. When I found out I was pregnant 2 days before the 2017 Australian Open, my body had already switched allegiances. Its purpose, as far as it was concerned, was to grow and nurture this baby that had seemingly materialized unplanned. Being pregnant wasn't something I could tell Alexis over the phone. I told him to fly out to Melbourne right away. When he got there, I handed him a paper bag filled with 6 positive pregnancy tests I had taken all in one afternoon. Of course, being pregnant didn't mean I couldn't play tennis. I was scheduled to compete at 8 weeks along. I wasn't sure how the Open would go. During training, I was getting more fatigued between points. Each morning, and I'm not a morning person to begin with, I was still determined to play fast and hard before the Melbourne heat socked me. I won 7 matches, all in straight sets. Since having my baby, the stakes of the game have shifted for me. I have 23 Grand Slams to my name, more than any other active player. But winning is now a desire and no longer a need. I have a beautiful daughter at home. I still want the titles, the success, and the esteem. But it's not my reason for waking up in the morning. There is more to teach her about this game than winning. I've learned to dust myself off after defeat, to stand up for what matters at any cost, to call out for what's fair, even when it makes me unpopular. Giving birth to my baby, it turned out, was a test for how loud and how often I would have to call out before I was finally heard. Let's go back to the beginning. My first trimester brought headaches and a weird metallic taste in my mouth. But all in all, I had a wonderful pregnancy. I guess I'm one of those women who like being pregnant. I enjoyed the positive attention. I'm used to getting negative attention from the press and critics, but this was different. I settled into a whole new way of being. I was relaxed, not playing. My life was just sitting at home, and it was wonderful. I still had plenty of work to do, but my focus narrowed to keeping myself healthy for the baby. Don't ask me why, but I was obsessed with having the baby in September, so I put off the doctors when they wanted to induce me in late August. I finally went in on August 31st, and they inserted a little pill inside of me to get things going. Contractions started shortly after that, and it was great. I know that's not what people are supposed to say, but I was enjoying it, the work of labor. I was completely in the moment. I loved the cramps. I loved feeling my body trying to push the baby out. I wasn't on an epidural. To get through it, I was using my breath and all the techniques I'd learned from birth training. I had taken every birthing class that the hospital had to offer. By the next morning, the contractions were coming harder and faster. With each one, my baby's heart rate plummeted. I was scared. I thought I should probably get an epidural, but I was still okay with the work, so I didn't. Every time the baby's heart rate dropped, the nurses would come in and tell me to turn onto my side. The baby's heart rate would go back up, and everything seemed fine. I'd have another contraction, and the baby's heart rate would drop again, but I'd turn over, and the rate would go back up, and so on and so forth.